Offshoring staff, should I do it? The moral dilemma. Welcome to Entrepreneurs Rising. I'm your host, Carl Taylor, and this is the podcast for you if you've been an entrepreneur for a while, or maybe you are just starting out, but typically this is more if you've been in business for a while and you're going, how do I move to that next level? Well, you've already heard we have a great quiz, freedomfinderquiz.com. Highly recommend you check it out, which will show you what level you're at and how to move up to ideally become an owner of your business and not an operator of your business. And once you're an owner, then you can look at building wealth outside of your business, as well as making the business you have more valuable as well. Now, today I want to talk about a topic that came up recently inside the Dadpreneur program, where I coach and support a community of dads who are entrepreneurs who are ultimately looking to build a business that they own, not operate, so that they can have a work-life balance. They can actually be there for their lover, their wife, their family, their kids, and not just work, and feel underappreciated all the time. What came up is we identified in one of our clients that he has two roles in the business that are 100% done remotely by local staff. And the moral dilemma that comes up is these are great people, very friendly, happy people. They just cost a lot more than if he took that same role offshore, whether that be to the Philippines or some other more developing or just lower, you know, cost of living location rather than Australia. And this is this moral dilemma that comes up a lot. Should I offshore my staff or should I not? And I can't tell you what the answer is for you, because I think it really does come down to being a personal decision about where you sit in how you feel about it emotionally. If we take a pure logical business approach, offshoring staff just makes sense. You can take something that might cost you $100,000 a year and turn it into a $25,000 a year cost. You know, you can literally take a cost and make it quarter and get the same output or very close to the same output. So from a pure financial business sense, it just makes sense. Not every role can be offshored. You really need to think about it. Do they need to engage with people? Are they going to potentially care if they hear, let's say, for example, a Filipino accent on the phone if they're talking to someone? You know, if it's all written, they'll probably have no idea that they're not talking to a local. And this is not something that, you know, just big businesses do. Sometimes people go offshoring. Well, that's what the big companies, that's what telcos and banks do. And they do. We talk here in Australia, at least, we talk to Filipinos all the time. You know, instantly, I get a phone call. I'll often... often at the end, I'll be like, salamat, which is thank you in Tagalog, Filipinos. And, you know, they're always kind of surprised, I think, that I realized that they were Filipino and I'm thanking them. But it's so common. But small businesses too. And our small business, when you're providing for a family, you're keeping someone employed, you're putting food on their table. Sometimes we employ family members or friends. And so, to all of a sudden tap that family member or a friend on the shoulder and say, hey, I like you, you're still my friend or you're still my blood, but I'm gonna take your job and I'm gonna take it to the Philippines, that can be hard. So, you've got to be able to really reconcile what's right for you, what's right for the business. Some things to think about though. If right now employing locals is preventing you from actually having a profitable business that you can take cash out of your business and you can live, then that means that you're putting everyone's needs before your own. You're paying your staff, you're paying your friends, you're paying everyone else before you're paying yourself. And so that can be, you know, you can be a martyr and do that, or you can make a business decision to make sure that you're looking after you first, because when you're looking after you, then you can create new roles, new opportunities where you can hire locals. So, I have a big team of Filipinos at Automation Agency, but at the same time, we have at various times hired Americans, Australians. We have hired people in these different roles at different stages as we've grown. If you can save some money now, which means you can provide for yourself and build the business to actually be around longer, you will be providing far greater impact. The second thing to consider, if impact's important to you, keeping someone employed in, let's say, Australia, we have a high cost of living here. And so, keeping them employed, you know, obviously helpful. Whereas, if you employ and you pay quite well based on, let's say, Philippine standard, I'm just going to keep using Philippines, but there's plenty of places around the world you could be hiring. But in the Philippines, you usually, when you're employing a Filipino, you're usually helping put their brother, sisters, cousins through university and college because that's what they do. They pay for that. Usually, they become the main breadwinner of the family, paying for groceries, taking over rents and mortgages. So, you're not just helping feed one person. You're usually actually now a whole big family of Filipinos are being provided for by what you do. And they're really loyal and hardworking. Whereas an Aussie, you look after them, they're able to live a really luxurious lifestyle here in Australia, but the impact to their life may not be as great. Everyone has individual circumstances. I can't say what will or won't be. That's not the purpose of this podcast. This episode is really just to get you thinking about if you have roles in your business right now, especially if they don't have to talk to people, but Filipinos can definitely talk to people. Do it all the time. We've got great Filipino salespeople. We got great Filipino account managers, project managers. So you can get on Zoom calls. They can get on phone calls. But if you've got a role right now that could be done anywhere with an internet connection and you're hiring locals, you may be paying more than your business can bear. If you can afford it, and it makes sense and it's giving you a strategic advantage to have locals, I'm all for it. I have nothing against hiring locals. I do have a problem though, if you're being a martyr and you're building a business that doesn't provide for you and your family, but you're providing for all these others because you're spending a lot of money on local staff that really you don't need to be. I'm going to leave it there. If listening to this podcast has outraged you, I want to hear from you. If this has got you really deeply thinking and you want some help, reach out to me. Love to help. But ultimately, think about it. What roles in your business, maybe that you think you can't afford yet? You know, maybe you got new roles, not even existing roles, new roles you'd love to hire, but you can't afford them. That if you started looking on a more global marketplace, you might find you can. So, offshoring. It's not a dirty thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just figuring out if it's right for you. Till next time, keep up the journey. You've been listening to Entrepreneurs Rising. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and look forward to connecting in future episodes. If you would like show notes or any resources from today's episode, you can find them at rising.show. Rising.show. You can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes, as well as links to socials and the ability to reach out and connect with me, make your suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, keep up the journey.